from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Justin Fields is going to lead the Pittsburgh Steelers to the playoffs. That's right. That means first, he has to become the starter, which he is. And then when he becomes the starter, he has to get into the playoffs, which he is. My team always feels a competent team, a competitive team. Now he's going to have a dynamic playmaker at quarterback, and they will be in the playoffs.
Are you okay? You feeling feverish?
I'm good.
No, he's good.
I'm good.
I missed that part of the clip initially. Mm-hmm. Ryan Clark loves Mike Tomlin. Ryan Clark still has ties to the Steelers. Ryan Clark thinks there's a good chance Justin Fields wins the starting job. Adam Schefter, we heard yesterday, thinks there's a halfway decent chance Justin Fields wins the starting job. I think there's a small chance because of the calf injury and because the old adage is you can't make the club in the tub. Well, he's going to make the club, but if you ain't practicing and Justin Fields plays well, then there's got to be some chance. Neither one of these guys were here last year. Neither one of these guys have ever played for Arthur Smith. So you have to go into it with an open mind. Where I will totally disagree, though, is with Clark there. His take that they'll make the playoffs if Justin Fields is the guy. I think the Steelers have a really good chance to make the playoffs if Russell Wilson's their quarterback. I don't know that I believe that if Justin Fields is the guy. I think he still has such a long way to go as a passer that I can't get there. I think you know what you're getting with Russell Wilson. He's not what he used to be, but he's a finished product. Justin Fields is still learning on the job and a new offense and the way that Mike Tomlin and the coaching staff are going to want him to perform. We know what he can do well. I would need to see a lot more growth in what he has not done well at the NFL level to make that leap.
Maybe Arthur Smith is that guy that could bring that out of him, though. I mean, I love Luke Getsy, but maybe he just wasn't the right offensive coordinator for Justin Fields. And being a young player that's so raw and being, a high pick in the NFL draft, I think he was put in a lot of situations. And he was on a bad team. Like, that, a lot of stuff like
that is true.
Like, I understand the whole Kenny Pickett situation, but Kenny Pickett wasn't brought to Pittsburgh, and Pittsburgh was one of the worst teams in the NFL. Like, in that situation, Kenny didn't do his side of it. We all know how that went down. And maybe, like, if Justin Fields was drafted whenever Kenny was drafted, what would it look like right now?
If he were picked by the Steelers?
Yes. You know, like, maybe he just needed that hand from somebody that knows what they're doing, and it could bring the best out of him. And maybe he can be. Like, he can play. Like, I listen to, everybody talk about Justin Fields all the time. And where he was at in Chicago. Like, I know it didn't look great at times. And a lot of issues were a part of that whole situation. But Justin Fields did do some good things in the last couple of years. Like, so if you get into a place where there's structure, where you understand what you're doing, he has all the pedigree in the world to be a top-tier quarterback. That's why he was drafted so high. Maybe this is that situation where he can be that big-time quarterback. But I do agree with what you're saying. You know what you're getting out of Russ. but maybe Justin Fields can do that as well.
I think if Fields were the guy day one, if he were, Steelers fans, if he would be perhaps that guy by the end of the year,
yeah,
or midway through the year, I don't know if he is hit the ground running guy. Would be happy to be wrong. If he were named the starting quarterback and he comes in day one, blows everyone's socks off, that'd be wonderful. I just think day one, you know the floor with Russell Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
And you know he's not going to turn the ball over. And you know he's going to go through his reads. And he's going to put the ball in the right spot. And that's all it took last year for Mason Rudolph. And that's not to say that Justin Fields, again, can't get there. I just don't know that I'd expect him to get there day one. I don't think you can get there just through a training camp, just through OTAs, just through minicamp, just through a preseason. I think you need full speed of the game, live bullets going to really mark his true improvement.
So you're saying that if Russell Wilson wasn't here and Justin Fields was the only guy, you wouldn't have full faith in that for in it whenever they play Atlanta, the first game of the year. You'd be like, well, I have to see it throughout the whole season.
Yeah. I think if Justin Fields were the starter day one and there were no Russell Wilson, I would feel less likely that they'd make the playoffs because of the way their schedule is. Early on, they got to make hay. And who knows? This is with all things being equal, assuming relative health for teams in their division and the teams that they're going to be playing on the back half. I think you need competent quarterback play early.
Mm-hmm.
To win games early so that you have margin for error in the second half. And I don't think you'd get the best football from Justin Fields until the second half.
Gotcha.
Whereas Russ, I think bare minimum, he's not going to turn it over. He's going to be good on play action. He's going to be good in the red zone. There are things Justin Fields brings to the table. Like that running ability could pay dividends and could win you games early. But I think he also has the propensity to make the game-losing mistake that I don't think that Russell Wilson has,
mm-hmm.
is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I did want Justin Fields to be the guy, but it wasn't just about this year. When we were talking pie in the sky, I said, give me Baker Mayfield. Well, that didn't happen. All right, well, then give me Justin Fields. And that was about this year as much as it was about future years.
Right.
Kind of like bringing in Brian De La Cruz in IKF. You don't have him just for 1 year. I wanted Justin Fields because of the available options. He was a guy that could maybe be your franchise quarterback. But I didn't know that early returns would be great, if that makes sense.
That makes a lot of sense. I just think that he's in a really good situation. And we could finally, at some point, see him flourish. And I think regardless what happens with Russ this year, I think if he does very well, he's going to price himself out of Pittsburgh. And I think that the Steelers would feel comfortable with Justin Fields because of him sitting behind Russ, him being in the system, him getting the reps he's getting now. I could definitely see the Steelers saying that he's the quarterback of the future, even if he has minimal reps throughout the season.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Show enough over the course of the year, practice, some game time to make you feel comfortable that he's a known commodity. I could definitely see that.
Like, how could you give up? I just couldn't see somebody in the Steelers especially giving up on Justin Fields. I mean, he's played a few years, but he's still relatively young, and he has such high pedigree. Like,
I keep coming back to they wanted it to be Russ Wilson and Kenny Pickett, and only when Kenny was like, did they turn to Justin Fields. That's the big hang-up I have. If they had that much faith in Justin Fields, I think you would have seen Russ and Justin immediately. And it wouldn't even have mattered with Kenny Pickett.
You don't think that they still would have got Justin Fields, even if Kenny was just like, okay, I'll compete?
I don't think so. I think Justin Fields was the replacement for backup.
Okay.
Now, we have heard that they love Justin Fields through the draft process and that they've always sort of kept tabs on him and that Mike Tomlin is a big fan. But Omar Khan's pulling a lot of the strings over there. And I think he might have been the guy acquired ahead. He would have been the guy acquired ahead of Russell Wilson if they really thought right away he could be the starting quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Want to talk about some injuries?
Yes.
That affect the Steelers. 412-928-9370. Do you think Justin Fields could lead the Steelers to the playoffs? You can give us a ring on that fan hotline. Presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And the Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection. So a couple of injuries here that I think affect the Steelers. Justin Herbert, he's got that plantar fasciitis, which is a pain in the ass from everything I understand.
Terrible.
You ever deal with that?
No, but I know people who have.
Yeah. It takes a long time to recover.
Yep.
Is that what Najee was dealing with a couple of years ago?
Liz Frank.
Oh, that was Liz Frank. That's also bad. Yes. That Liz Frank is a B, man.
Mm-hmm.
She's a tough cookie. Yeah. That Liz, she's evil. So apparently, they believe in Chargers land that Justin Herbert could be and should be ready for the opener. But I use this phrase a lot, hit the ground running. It is going to be such a competitive AFC this year. Just think about all the quarterbacks. Think about all the teams that have high expectations. If he's not right out of the gate, that only aids a wild card hopeful in the Steelers. Now, maybe they can win the division, but a playoff hopeful in the Steelers. I have high hopes for the Chargers if Justin Herbert is healthy, because I believe big time in Jim Harbaugh. If he's out and he's going to miss preseason and training camp, he's not going to be a finished product in the new system day one, whenever it is that he comes in. And it might just take a game or two that they lose with Easton Stick at quarterback that could be the difference between them making the playoffs or the Steelers making the playoffs. I think this could be potentially a very big deal in the balance of power in the AFC, Doran.
For sure. They don't have many weapons either. And I think we talked about this maybe a couple of weeks ago. Their weapons are depleted, and it's going to be tough for Justin Herbert to get on the same page. And it almost is like a Russell Wilson situation in a way, because it's a new offense, it's a new regime, and you only have like one receiver that you're working with. So, it's not ideal for the Chargers, but it is ideal for the other teams that are competing for that spot. I mean, when do the Steelers play the Chargers? They play them, what, the fourth game? No. Yeah, the second game? Something like that. Third game. So, I mean, you see every year how teams start off slow. And if you don't have your quarterback and a guy that's learning a new system, a guy that's learning new players, doesn't have Keenan Allen, doesn't have Eckler, has new bodies, it will not look great as a start. And you would hope that, once they do travel to Pittsburgh that, they're still in that rut.
Yes. Yes. Even if they're just off a little bit, or he's just off a little bit, because one of the things that really separates Justin Herbert, and he's a 500 quarterback in his career, how much of that is on him? How much of that's on the coaching? He runs, man.
Mm-hmm.
We saw how he ran on the Steelers not that long ago. He is so physically gifted. I think he is so primed to take off with the right coaching. But if this is something that lingers, if he's stand in the pocket guy at Acrisure Stadium with TJ Watt and Alex Highsmith coming off the edge, that could be the difference between the Steelers getting into the playoffs and not getting into the playoffs. So I think this is fairly a big deal in the AFC, in the AFC West, and then I do think it trickles down to the Steelers. There is another injury that might more directly affect the Steelers. We'll talk about that coming up next. Also, Arthur Smith spoke for the first time to reporters at training camp yesterday. We'll let you hear some of what he had to say. We'll react to that when we come back. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
You?
Yeah, I think a group as a whole. I think George has made progress every day. I was fired up to see him make that play at the end of the two-minute drive and his growth and development. George is a very instinctive football player. He sees the game well and different ways, you know, to use George. I'm really, really so far enjoyed working with George, and he's producing. He's a critical part of our offense. And the rest of those guys, we got some mature veterans, and we got some tough-minded guys. Van, certainly Des Fitzpatrick shows up, you know, Quez, Scotty, these guys are working in. So it's a tough-minded group. Calvin, of course, he's had a good spring since I've been here in the camp.
Doran, you and I are different guys.
Yes.
We got here different ways.
Yes.
You played 6 years in the NFL. You played football your entire life. But I saw your face just there, and I'm wondering if you heard Arthur Smith, whom you know, and are thinking the same thing I'm thinking.
Tell me what you're thinking.
That was 42 seconds that Arthur Smith talked there, and he was asked about the wide receiver room, and he spent 35 of the 42 seconds talking about one guy.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's what I was thinking.
Yes. Well, Arthur Smith is very intelligent, and he knows that that's what people want to hear.
Okay.
They probably want to hear more about George than everybody else. And he's basically saying who's really sticking out right now. And he knows that, like, George is thought of being a number one wide receiver. It's not sexy to talk about the Scotty Millers, the Quez Watkins, but he has to give him some love as well. So he knows how to operate in that demeanor. But I see what you're saying. Like, okay, you talked about George, but everything else was just kind of like shoved it aside, and you mentioned
right. The
other guys.
Right. So I don't know the guy from Adam. I don't. So my thought upon hearing that was, hey, how's your wide receiver room doing? Well, I'll talk about the only good player.
Yep.
That's how I took that. But that makes sense from your standpoint, too. As someone who does know Arthur Smith, he knows everyone's got questions about George and being an elite player in this league, and can he get there? I don't know if you saw the clip. Did you see it? Of his touchdown?
Yes.
Oh! Two-minute drill. Mike Tomlin orchestrates these from time to time in camp. And when I was at camp, that would always be the thing I pay attention to most. That is the livest of live as you can get.
2 minute, yes.
2 minute. It's super incredible. What's the word I'm looking for? Competitive.
Yes.
Woo! Pause 10 seconds for station identification.
I don't think you get zapped for that one.
I don't think I do either. Yeah. I do think I'm buffering a little bit. It's like that YouTube lug nut video. It just takes a second for the buffer to go down. It is as competitive a drill as they're going to do in training camp. It is the closest thing to real football they're going to get. Now, there are going to be things that Tomlin stretches. Like, for example, Jaylen Warren caught a ball and didn't get out of bounds, and Tomlin blew the whistle anyhow, and he said, let's play it like he did get out of bounds.
Yes.
Now, it's a learning experience for Warren, but also you want the drill to be completed and as competitive as possible. Final play of the drive. Justin Fields, who we've been told doesn't like to throw the ball over the middle of the field, throws a laser beam into traffic to where only George Pickens can go get it. Basically plucks the ball off the bottom of the goal line. A hell of a play by Pickens and a hell of a throw by Justin Fields.
That also says a lot about Justin Fields, because as you know, and you said you love that drill and you love the 2 minutes and watching that, because it is very competitive. that's the one opportunity where the quarterback has the full reins of the offense and is like, there is no offensive coordinator. Like you're calling the plays that you think is necessary. And there's something to take from that too. I mean, in a crunch moment, you're in the, what yard line were they on? Maybe like the 15?
I have to see where they started.
15,
yeah.
Something like that. And for him to call that play and to target his number one wide receiver, knowing that he's going to give him a ball that's catchable, I think that has a lot to say about Justin Fields as well. But it also has a lot to say about George too, because George knew he had to make a play in that moment, and you have to get lined up. You have to think. You have to be on the same page with Justin Fields at the same time. And I have to go back and look, but are you watching it right now?
It right now.
Where's George lined up?
George was lined up in the slot, baby.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Think about that.
Bunch set to the right. George Pickens lined up in the slot. Comes off the line unchecked, and he goes over a DeMonte KZ, and he goes over a couple of linebackers underneath.
How many times did you see that last year? And how many times have we talked about if George is going to be a huge component in a number one wide receiver, he has to be able to move around. He has to be able to create matchups. And that has a lot to do with Arthur Smith, has a lot to do with, we said Russell Wilson at the time, but now you see Justin Fields doing that. Whenever you're in 2 minute, I don't care what point of camp you're in, I don't care what point of the season you're in, the quarterback has to know the situation, has to know the plays, and has to know what's going to execute. Everybody has to be on the same page in 2 minutes. I know I don't want to put that much stock into practices, but that moment, that was called by Justin Fields to bunch the set down, and George, I believe he probably would be the point guy, or is he the inside guy? Whatever it is, he is in the slot, he's bunched down. And to call that play and for both of them to execute it, that is getting advanced in the offense.
And just from a pure throw standpoint, back shoulder, yep. It was gorgeous.
Yeah.
It was gorgeous. We have talked ad nauseum about George Pickens, the one-trick pony, slant guy, deep shot guy. But you don't have another solid wide receiver on the other side. Guys can prove themselves. Guys can separate fine. And I mean that as far as the depth chart is concerned, not about literal separation on the field. Knowing that he's the primary guy in passing situations that the defense is keying on, to have him in that moment, if this were a real game in the slot, is beautiful. It's beautiful. Are you coming over to look at it again? Oh, Doran's coming over here, a little live film breakdown. He's lined up right there. There's a big, tall guy.
Yeah, he's in the point.
Get on the microphone.
Oh, you can hear me. Everybody can hear me.
See, that's what you're talking about. Like, that's what we were talking about with, okay, like, this receiver room doesn't have a pure number two or pure number one, but you can hide and get creative in situations like that where you can hide George Pickens, even though that he's the point, which is the number one guy, and then there's two guys outside of him in a bunch set. You don't know how that's going to disperse. So the defense is kind of just flat-footed, like waiting for things to develop, and then George is one-on-one with a safety.
Right.
Think about it. That's how you win. That's how you can be successful in this offense.
And you know what else he did too? Not to like go chapter and verse right on one play. He comes off a little slow off the line and gives the zone defender cornerback like half a second's pause where he waits there because he doesn't know, am I going with George or am I going with the wide receiver? Yeah. It's beautiful.
It is.
It's beautiful. That's an offensive coordinator.
Yes.
That's scheme.
Yes. But it also is Justin Fields knowing to call that at that point of the field in the red zone.
Mm-hmm.
That play is put in, but Justin Fields has to be like, okay, like where are we at? Oh yeah, bunch right, blah blah blah, X over or something like that. I mean that whole play, don't want to put too much into it, and I know we're getting in the weeds with the X's and O's, but that play should say a lot to where the Steelers are at and where Justin Fields is at and where George is at and where Arthur Smith is at. Just that play alone.
And we've talked about how the defense generally at this time of year is a step ahead of the offense, but you go down, you score a touchdown on a 2 minute drive. Again, not making too much,
right. But
I would rather see that than not. I would rather it be the offense makes the play than the defense because we've come to assume that the Steelers' defense will be pretty good. Pretty good. And even with the injuries, the Steelers were sixth in the NFL last year in points allowed defensively. I did say there's an injury that could affect the Steelers. And here it is, because I've been teasing it now for like 45 minutes. DeAndre Hopkins is out 4 to 6 weeks for the Titans. And when we have talked about the options for the Steelers to trade for a wide receiver, we've spent time on Ayuk and DK Metcalf and Terry McLaurin and all these big-name guys. But I think a realistic trade option was Treylon Burks, who's a first-round pick a couple of years ago, and it hasn't really worked out for him super well in Tennessee because of the injury situation. They're not going to trade Treylon Burks now if DeAndre Hopkins is going to be out 4 to 6 weeks.
Right.
They got a young quarterback there that they need to be good. And if you're going to take two of his primary weapons away going into the start of the season, I just don't think it's going to happen.
Don't they have Calvin Ridley and Boyd?
I got to look.
I think they do. I think they might.
That's why Burks was thought of as an attainable target. Yes. Yeah. But I don't know that I'm doing that now without DeAndre Hopkins.
For sure.
Maybe a deadline kind of thing, but that could be another wide receiver that you scratch out.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk a little bit more about Arthur Smith coming up next. The Steelers offensive coordinator spoke yesterday at training camp, and we will bring you some of his comments, and we will break the comments down. This training camp coverage on The Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
Well, it's also a mature group. You know, those guys all had a lot of starts, and obviously stepping into the NFL in this environment, we'll find out more in the preseason. But it's good. You can see them starting to calm down and the aggressiveness. You know, Zach, a young center, you know, the good thing is when you don't even notice him because he's operating so cleanly, and we've seen that the last couple of days, and that's a positive where it's been stout in the middle. I think we've got really good communication from all our centers with Nate, Zach, and then Ryan, and that's important, especially as we're mixing and matching quarterbacks. You know, that's putting stress on centers too. Mason, I like where he's at, you know, playing guard, which is some of the technique things we're changing with him, and then Troy as well. So I've been pleased with those three.
Arthur Smith talking about the rookie offensive lineman. I think Mason McCormick is going to be the Steelers' starting right guard next year.
There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Zach Frazier is going to be the starting center day one, which we've all kind of assumed, but it didn't start that way at camp. But to me, that's a massive compliment from the offensive coordinator that you don't even notice him. When I think about positions on the field, I think of holder and I think of center as two positions I never want to think about.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the truly elite ones are like Marquise Pouncey when he's 12 yards down the field blocking for Le'Veon Bell. But as a rookie, early in the process, for the offensive coordinator to say, I don't even notice him out there, I think that's actually a good thing because he's not making mistakes and he's not winding up in the belly of the quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, and there's a lot put on his plate. I don't think people realize. I mean, maybe they realize now by how many times we've talked about center in the last 2 years or the last year that we've been doing this show, but his gradual improvement, it has to be documented because, you know, it's one thing to go out there and just play offensive line and block people in front of you, but it's another thing to have to play center to get everybody aligned, get everybody on the same page, to ID mics, to make sure the quarterback's comfortable. I don't know where Zach Frazier is at in that process.
Sure.
But you will, even though he's not being noticed now, and that is a good thing that you said, because he's not making mistakes, he will be noticed at one point because he will be able to take over and you'll be able to feel that he can take over and run an offense with an offensive mind mentality.
Yeah.
And get guys in the right spot.
Yeah. This is a very good starting place.
Start, yes.
This should be the floor. He's going to go out there. He's going to execute what's asked. He's not going to make mistakes.
Right.
And if you build off that, that's wonderful. We've seen how the mistakes can compound into disaster. Mason Cole could not snap the football. Alabama may well have lost to Michigan last year in the championship game because their center could not snap the ball. And he's transferred to Ohio State, by the way. So good luck with that, Buckeye fans. That should be the easiest thing in the world, is snapping the ball back to the quarterback. But it hadn't been for the Steelers. And so even if you just get that, it is an improvement. But we've talked about this at quarterback, too. It's not good enough just to be better than. You've also got to be good. Russell Wilson can't just be better than Kenny. He's got to be good. Zach Frazier can't just be better than Mason Cole. You don't draft him for that reason. You draft him to be good. But reviews so far from the rookie offensive linemen are all good.
Mm-hmm.
All
and, good. And I heard Herberg's doing well, too. And that's a good sign as well. I mean, if eventually, and we both agree that Zach Frazier will be day one, you still have Herbig who could play all the interior spots. And then if you keep James Daniel around and you have the other rookie and Faltan who beat him out, and you have a guy that could play both left and right tackle, and then Spencer Anderson could play all of them. So your depth at offensive line, you're creating that right now, even though it's not the finished product. To start the season, you're going to have some serious depth if something does happen throughout the season.
And that's a big deal because yes. The offensive line in Kenny's rookie season was not good, but it was healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times in the NFL, healthy is just good. I had offensive line.
Right.
But you need to guard against that because it doesn't happen very often. And you need guys to step in. They probably run 8 deep on the offensive line now of guys that you trust to play if they need to play. And Dan Moore Jr., I don't want to be my starting left tackle. I don't want to be my starting right tackle. But a guy with 50-plus games of experience as your swing tackle,
mm-hmm.
that's a good place to be.
Mm-hmm.
How has Fields improved over the course of training camp? Arthur Smith talked about that.
Well, again, you know, when you're changing language on guys, especially a young player, he's got experience snaps in here. He's been in a couple systems now. And this is his third system offensively, you know, going from the first year in Chicago, last few years. And everybody's got different terminology and things you harp on and then things he wanted from a self-improvement. So we're all working through that. But I've seen him. He's really operating the offense well. A lot of things that we can play to his strengths, and that's exciting. And then sometimes we're asking him to be aggressive. You know, even in some of these 7-on-7, we have to try and practice. Nobody wants to see negative plays, but if we just sit there and check down for completion percentage right now in practice, we got to see what we can really do and what he can see in the pocket and all that stuff. And but again, him having more reps to me has accelerated that process, and he's done a good job so far.
Not enough gets made of that. Whenever you're switching systems, this will be his fourth year, and this is his third offensive system.
Yes,
for Justin Fields.
Yes, it's a lot, but at the same time, you can use that as a positive. Like, okay, like I know what works and I know it doesn't work, and I know how to handle certain situations. Like Justin Fields has been at the bottom. Like, there's only one way, and that's up. You know, for him, he's like, listen, I can't get any worse than what I've had to go through the first 3 years of my career. Hearing Arthur Smith say that we've played to his strengths and he plays to his strengths and, you know, they've complimented that. That does tell me that there will be Justin Fields throughout this season because they know that he has strengths. And if you have strengths, how can you hide that? And why would you keep those strengths dormant on the sidelines? If somebody has a strength that could be an added asset to your offense, why wouldn't you use that? So I would anticipate seeing a decent amount of Justin Fields in whatever way. Won't be as a starter if, you know, barring all injury, but they're going to use his strengths throughout games.
Think about a third and short, fourth and short, and
Money. You've
got the QB read option now.
But and then you can throw it.
And you can throw it because it's not a wildcat quarterback.
Exactly.
He's just a quarterback. I've gone back and forth on that, but it's also important to learn as much as you can about Justin Fields and training camp, OTAs, mini camp, all that stuff, all well and good. Preseason, all well and good. But if he plays 3, 4, 5 snaps a game, if Russell Wilson's healthy, just to see what that looks like, that's not a bad thing.
Mm-mm.
Now, as for like the scheme changes and the different offensive coordinators, we're seeing that Baker Mayfield's a pretty good NFL quarterback. But he had his ups and downs. Why? Because he comes in and it's Todd Haley and Freddie Kitchens and Alex Van Pelt.
What's his name from the Bengals? Hugh Jackson.
Hugh Jackson was the guy right at the start. And I mean, I think he went through 4 offensive coordinators in his time in Cleveland. Why isn't this guy good enough? Well, maybe because you're changing it up on him year in and year out. So I do think that's a big deal. And if he's got a mastery of what they're asking to do at this point, I think that is a very good sign.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk to Chris Carter from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. He's been at all these training camp practices coming up at 8 o'clock. But next, we're going to have a little fun here. As if we're not having fun already. We're going to play a little game called, What the Hell is in Nick Callis's Wallet? And you can go to YouTube and you can watch the live stream also on 93.7thefan.com. This thing is a brick.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to give it to me. And I'm going to go through it. And we're going to do that on the air when we come back before talking to Chris Carter. All right, we got Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette. He's been at all these Steelers practices at training camp. He's going to join us coming up in 10 minutes. The 50-minute mark on The Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Route 19 in Peters Township celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. We've been wanting to do this for a while. Callis has the world's biggest wallet. If you're watching on 93.7thefan.com or on the live stream on youtubes.com, it's a wallet that's made out of a baseball hide, and this thing is thick as hell. So we're playing a little game called What the Hell's in Nick Callis's Wallet? And let me tell you something, folks. No condoms. No condoms. The funniest thing that I've found in here so far, and Callis, this is good for you because we need to clean this out. Like, you don't need 98% of this.
He's a wallet hoarder.
You have a business card in here with a little fairy on it, and it says Frosty Fairy.
What is that?
Oh, remember the Taekwondo place? Yeah, so for their 1 year anniversary of the one store that they opened, the one dojo that they opened, they had ice cream that it was real unique, and I wanted to. I actually forgot that was in there. I'm not gonna lie, but the ice cream place is good.
Can I toss Frosty?
Yeah, you can toss it.
All right, good. All right.
Why would you say rid of that one, though? Why is it in the wallet? Is it a voucher? Is it for a free ice cream cone?
No, the reason why is because for the TV station because we made a show there. With them there, and the host, Al Levine, he interviewed the person from Frost Fairy as part of the show for being there. So I needed to keep the business card to make sure I had the information absolutely correct when I made graphics.
And when was this?
May of 2023.
Wow. You've got business cards for a charity you used to work at where you were the vice president, and you have a dozen business cards here.
Yeah, I have a whole box in my house.
But when did you leave?
December of 2021.
I'm throwing these away. I'm throwing these away.
Oh, my goodness.
You have, by my count, 4 Giant Eagles cards.
4?
You do not need 4.
Wait, what?
You need 1. Actually, you need none. You need your last name and a phone number. You don't need any of them cards. You got 4.
Wait, is it the actual Giant Eagle card? He has 4 of the same ones?
He has 4 Giant Eagle cards.
Why?
Wait, let me see. Hold on.
We're not going to hold on. We're not holding on. Here's one of them right here. Your My Perks card, Cal. You got 4. 4 My Perks. Here's one. While I try to dig through and find the other ones, because I just kept coming across Giant Eagle cards. You don't need 6 different healthcare cards, just FYI. You don't need that. You have a Staples Express card.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, when I printed stuff out for that business, that's where I went, was Staples. Yeah,
so you are a member.
Were you able to find all these things, though? Like, I feel like it'd be hard to... How long would it take you? It's like, oh, I need my Sheetz card. How long would it take you to find the Sheetz card?
Not long at all, because it was right in the front. I do have a system
but
for all
okay,
that.
Like, a I card a that you didn't... That wasn't in the front, how long would it take for you to find it?
Not long. I could tell you where everything in that wallet's from.
Well, now you can't. You have 2 Renaissance Hotel card keys.
Oh, I kept those for my sister's wedding.
Oh, we'll allow that, right?
He needs 1. Throw the
sentimental
other one
value. Can throw I throw the one one away?
You don't need 2.
No, the other one my grandfather had, and he gave it to me afterwards. Keep them both.
All right. We'll
sentimental
keep,
value.
We'll keep those. Keep 1
but do
Giant
you need them
Eagles
in your
card.
Wallet?
You have a Splash Lagoon arcade card.
So I was a Green Trees.
Goodness.
I was a Green Trees summer rec camp counselor, and we went on a trip to Erie.
What year?
Had to have been 2016.
I am throwing this away.
No, there might goodness. Still be stuff on it. There might still be credit on it.
You're going to go to Splash Lagoon and play in the arcade.
No, probably not.
You have a Walmart gift card in here. Have you used this?
I don't know how much money's on it, but. I'm sure there might still be something.
All right, we'll save it just in case. You have 2 My Sheetz cards. 2.
There's no way there's 2.
There's 2. There's 2 My Sheetz cards. And you also have a Starbucks gift card. Have you used that?
That was actually, that's the gift that Odyssey usually gives us for our birthday. And so, yeah, I put it in there and I haven't used it. I feel bad, yeah.
Oh, man.
But that's where that's from, yeah.
The Splash Lagoon one, that did me in. Like, and then you said save it.
Splash Lagoon Arcade.
Arcade, yeah. It's not even for the slides.
And you've got... you've got a McDonald's card here. Please take a moment to provide feedback about your visit at mcdvoice.com. And then I can only imagine the person that served you signed their name on this. Now, did you go online and did you give a good customer review?
I didn't, but I wanted to because the lady was, she asked me to do it and I thought she was attractive. But I never did the survey. That was from my time in Waynesburg, I think 2020, 2021.
Callis, there is no reason to have this many SAG-AFTRA cards. There is no reason to have this many health insurance cards.
And you didn't even find my driver's licenses.
How many driver's licenses do you have in here?
I have my main one. I think four total, though.
Four?
So I have my temporary junior one they give you at the DMV. Then I have the one that I used from my time as a junior, right? The vertical one. And then I have my old, before my real ID, 21 and over one, and then I have my updated real ID 21 and over one.
All right, this is bizarre. It's bizarre.
When you talk about voter fraud, you're talking about Callis. He's going to use a different ID. He's going to go to every voting location.
But it's the same information. How is it going to be voter fraud?
Your age isn't the same.
But it's the same. What do you mean? The birth date on there is going to be the same.
I mean, but like,
they don't list your age on your driver's license. Date of birth,
your face
the same.
Isn't the same.
Driver's license,
you look
ID
different
than
every single one of them. You look different.
But you could make it out that it's me just in case. Like,
not
hey,
really.
Look. Sure.
That was another scintillating edition of what the hell is in Callis's wallet, and I don't think it disappointed.
Jeez, man.
Coming up next, he's been at every single Steelers training camp practice, including yesterday's two-minute drill. Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette going to join us to tell us what he's gleaned from Latrobe. But first, fam weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Visit Sun Chevrolet Washington Road, McMurray, or at sunchevy.com. Today, high 84, 85% chance of rain.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.